I'd like to thank the Teamsters that I've served all the years.
58-year-old Frank Buzalaki of Milwaukee is secretary-treasurer of one of the largest Teamster locals in Wisconsin. He will now be transportation secretary.
I was a Teamster. I was a truck driver. I'm a working person. I want to thank Jim for having the faith in me to take on this monumental job. It's a job I feel very confident that I will be able to perform, and one that I look forward to doing.
But over the weekend, one critic called Buzalaki, quote, absolutely the wrong choice for transportation secretary. David Cheslevich is executive director of 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin. That's a statewide land use group interested in alternatives to highway expansion. Because of his trucker ties, expansion foes worry Buzalaki is closely aligned with the road building lobby. Buzalaki is also a member of the Southeast Regional Planning Commission and a supporter of Sewer PAC's multi-billion dollar plan to expand Milwaukee area freeways, and specifically the Marquette Interchange. Dave Cheslevich.
He has voted in favor of the most expensive alternative, and that's one of the things that concerns us. But you know what? As DOT secretary, now he's going to have to deal with a $5 billion projected deficit in the DOT budget over the next 20 years, and I think he'll be looking for ways to save money. So he's in a different role now, and I think that he'll respond to that.
As for the Marquette Interchange project in Milwaukee, Governor-elect Jim Doyle says it will be done without raising taxes, but he gives the nod to his new transportation secretary to figure out how.
Obviously, we are going to need to rebuild the Marquette Interchange, and Frank is going to now take over at a time when we have to figure out what the scale of that project is that we can afford, and how we pay for it.
Buzalaki says anyone who worries he will be imprudent with highway expansion doesn't know him. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.